Crisco Desert right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
The big guy back joining us for after hours. He's feeling better.
Better than yesterday. Yeah, it's weird because every time I'm like, yeah, I feel better. Then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my stomach. Oh, it just feels a little wheezy. But I feel a million times better than I did yesterday.
So what was it? What do you think you got?
I don't know because I've had the flu before. And the flu knocks you the bleep out.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know the difference between that and some sort of cold. I think I might have just gotten some sort of cold, maybe, and it just kind of had some extra side effects. I don't know, but I do tend to bounce back pretty fast. So it's been, what, since Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Yeah, so 4 days, you know. Again, I'm not out of it yet, but I feel better.
Okay, well, that's good news. Yeah. I'm still recovering from my injury in Las Vegas. Holy cow. I cannot believe the pain that I'm dealing with all because of some Thai chili peppers. Oh. Holy.
What?
Yeah. What? So we went to this Asian restaurant, this noodle place, and I had this awesome dish of noodles. So freaking good. And the guy has a little ramekin of these specific peppers.
Oh, yes.
There's a tiny amount in the bottom of the thing. And so I'm like, ooh, these must be hot. So I sprinkle a couple of them on my dish. I have them, and it's got a nice little punch kick to it. Well, I thought, well, a few is good. More is better.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. So I scraped them all out onto my dish. Oh, and Fawn's like, are you sure you want to do that? He's like, they didn't give you very many. They must be like super hot. I said, yeah, but I like the hot. I like the flavor, right? Oh, my God. Oh, my freaking God.
Like burning
ring of
burn.
Fire.
Oh.
I am. My ass was on fire.
Oh, no.
On freaking fire. So
oh
much so.
God.
Des, the next day before I had to fly, it felt like I had a hot piece of charcoal between my cheeks.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I needed like a donut to sit on. Do you know when you're like, it's so painful? You're like,
there's our podcast title. My ass is on fire.
Yes, well, it was.
Oh, no.
And it's still, this is, what, Tuesday? I had that on Friday night. And so it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, day four. Can still feel a little lingering residual pain.
Yeah, a little tenderness.
You need some cream.
I'm currently sitting on a pillow just because I need something softer. Because it hurts so damn bad. Yeah.
Oh.
Whatever
Ryan.
Those peppers are, Des, they were little tiny chopped up pieces of dynamite that went through my guts and exploded.
Boosh.
Yeah, because you handle heat really well.
Yeah.
You eat a lot of hot stuff.
So, in case you missed it yesterday, Crisco, he's got a couple injuries coming off this trip.
Oh,
his
no.
His first one was a sex injury. Second one is a burning ring of fire.
Yeah.
You're not allowed in Las Vegas anymore.
I know. I don't want to go back.
Oh,
I'm done.
Oh, and he gave a peep show to somebody, too. This is great.
Yeah, it was quite the trip, let me tell you. I got all I needed and then some.
Wow.
What?
Did you get one of those little donuts?
Yeah. Oh, what donuts? Oh, I had to. And I got some Krispy Kreme. Hey. You always got to go to Excalibur in the Skyway to get your get your Krispy Kremes. That's good. Okay, so let's see here. What do we have? What do we have going on today? Did Crisco really shave his head after the Cowboys beat the Vikings?
Yeah, we got that text today and yesterday, and I'm like, what are we talking about? What is this? Apparently, you guys said that?
No, we didn't say you shaved your head.
You hit your head.
We explained why you weren't here that week. It's because after that horrible, embarrassing Vikings loss, you were so upset you put your head through the wall.
Yeah. Oh, multiple times.
Yeah.
And then I patched it up and then did it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was just, and the one was stupid on my part. There was concrete behind it.
Well, yeah. That's why I said it's the cinder block of your basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was really dumb. And I kept going back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. After the season they've had, that was a pill I don't think any of us wanted to swallow.
But you have to have the really high highs and the really low lows, right? It's and then look what they did on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
They came back and totally redeemed themselves.
They had every right to just be done.
Yeah.
After that game, I mean, after that beating, and after, I mean, it could have gone really, really bad. But to see him come back and have a really great game, that was fun. So
I say they threaten the Vikings with Thai chili peppers. If you lose, you have to eat a whole pepper.
Oh, geez.
Maybe Kirk will pay attention.
Yeah, come on.
Kirk's cornhole can't handle that.
Yeah, we don't want his little hole to be hurting like
the
that.
Bunger? His little bunger. Oh, it's no good, no good. Okay, so let's see here. We asked for secrets this morning, and this is something, the strange thing you have, the strangest thing you keep at home. I have a backdoor hook from Amazon where it says, no returns, please. What's a backdoor hook?
Let's just say it's for fun.
Oh, it's butt stuff?
It's butt stuff.
Wait, a backdoor hook?
A hook?
Yeah. So it literally, do you remember the I Know What You Did Last Summer movie? Like, do you remember that one with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer? Yeah, so they have a hook in that movie. Well, imagine that with something that would feel real good.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's literally just a hook. You can't picture a hook with something on it? Like, oh my gosh, what drops at New Year's?
Different angle.
Oh.
Different angle.
Okay. Wow. Really had to get you there, didn't I? Well, that sounded bad.
Wow.
Butt stuff's confusing.
Yeah, Des, I mean, we have to explain all this stuff to her. She's saying, what? It goes where? You do what with it?
Not with this old prude.
Yeah. Nope. That's a thing. They have at home, huh?
Yeah, and they wanted to preface it by saying that it did, in fact, say, please, no returns. Could you imagine if you bought that specifically on Amazon for what you wanted it for and you went, ugh, didn't fit right.
That's why Costco doesn't sell them, because they will take anything back on returns.
Anything.
But they won't do that.
Oh.
Right, Meatloaf? They won't do that. I have several naughty massagers ranging from small single function to multifunction and large. I used to sell them now. I just use them. Oh, my.
Oh, man, my one neighbor has like those love toy parties, and I've never made it to one of them. I've always been like out of town, and all the girls are like, oh, well, we got fun things. This is that same neighbor who borrowed my jacket.
Oh,
this is
before. Boy, that was, I thought that was going to go in a different direction.
No, she borrowed my jacket.
Okay.
This is before I knew her. It's before we lived in our house out there, so we didn't know each other that well. She thought it was real funny to put a little shaky thing in my pocket.
Oh,
and then
yes.
She told me later to look. And when I looked, I literally was at church. And I pulled it out and went, oh, my God. I mean, amen. Hallelujah. Hello. Praise the Lord. Oh, so Taylor. I'm like, Taylor, look at this.
That is so funny.
Alyssa.
Yeah. Jeez. Well done. Well done, Alyssa. That's just great.
The wall, though. It seems weird.
What?
Yeah. What's plugging in?
Is this
anymore?
1927
That's
boys
why
or what?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Wow.
Or maybe it was like a...
So you have to have an extension cord to be able to use it?
Like, when are you ever going to use that?
Oh, it unplugged again.
Dang. Grab the extension cord.
Oh,
let's do this.
Can you imagine our grandmas having conversations with their friends about this stuff? How weird is it that it's just so just, this is what we do now. We talk openly about it and, you know, go to parties. Can you imagine your grandma Marine going to a vibin' party?
Actually, yes.
Imagine all the splinters that they had, though.
My grandma Betty, though. Hell no.
Hell no.
No. Can you imagine your grandma, babe?
Actually, yes.
See?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, grandma, babe. God.
She actually
that.
Had one of those hooks.
Yeah.
She didn't return it, though.
Oh, my God, no. Okay, so Red Lobster is giving the greatest gift of the season, new Cheddar Bay shrimp, and Crisco could not be more excited about this.
What?
It does. It is not just the shrimp. They have now coated it in the Cheddar Bay biscuit.
They fry it?
They fry it. Well, it's not like a raw shrimp with that. It'd be weird.
No, it could be baked, but
Ryan,
damn.
Guys, how great is this? Who doesn't? The best part of Red Lobster is the Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Yep.
And
how
now
sad.
You put it on there. Yeah.
I guess. Red Lobster, known for seafood, and the best thing they make is a biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what? At least they're known for something.
But up your game, if your seafood's not like amazing, why? What? It's like Olive Garden. Their favorite thing, best thing, the salad.
That is true.
Why?
You're right.
Right? It's not the pasta. I mean, it's just, it doesn't feel like it was made by an old Italian grandma.
Because it wasn't.
Yeah. It came from a box. But the salad dressing, oh, so good.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's always one thing that stands out at a restaurant like that. Mm-hmm. And it's never what they think it's
going to
be. Okay.
What is McDonald's best thing?
French fries.
Yeah, probably the French fries. I'd like to go with a burger, but I would say the French fries
it's French
probably.
French fries, 100%.
The French fries.
Uh-huh.
Arby's, their best thing is their roast beef, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I haven't been there in so many years.
Beef and cheddar.
Oh, yes. A little horsey sauce.
Heck to the I'm trying to think of what other places are known for. Like Mancini's, for example. The freaking toast.
Yes. The they garlic have good toast. Steak, but it's the toast. You're like, just keep it coming.
Oh, and they're like, hey, we're going to start you out with a basket of toast. Bring it on. And
but then again, is it weird that all the starters are what these restaurants are known for? And they're probably doing it on purpose because you load up on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the bread. You're like, oh, I couldn't eat another thing. I had two baskets of these stupid biscuits.
But don't they want you to eat more?
Well, they do, but you're going to order it and then have to bring a to-go box. And I don't know. I just think it's weird that the front appetizer is what gets everybody full.
The front end?
Front end, not the back end.
So, yeah, their shrimp is a close second at Red Lobster. And so they're bringing the two together. The mashup is crispy, crunchy, and full of flavor that'll keep you coming back for more.
I'm coming for more.
Yeah.
I'm coming for some.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I'm coming.
Okay, Desert.
Okay, calm
keep
down.
It together.
I can't. I'm so excited. Where are we going?
She's so excited.
Oh, yes.
P.S. I need to get you out of my head.
You do? Uh-oh.
I do.
You can't get me out God. Of your head.
Oh,
it happens
rolling.
All the time. When we were out of town, how many times didn't Vaughn or I say something stupid that Dez says? Like, oh, you want a little snick? Vaughn will go, do you want a little snicky snick? I'm like, stop it. Stop with the Dez. He's like, I know, I can't help it. And then when we won big at the slot machine, I'm like, oh, this is the bet. I'm so excited. He goes, you're so what? And I went, God dang it, Dez.
Sorry.
Oh, she's just that infectious disease you can't get rid of.
I'm like an STD.
I didn't go there. Jeez.
Emphasis on the D for Des.
Look at you. You're a Desbies.
She's an ETD. You're an ear-transmitted disease. Because I hear all the dumb things that you say, and then I start saying them back. Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a compliment, though.
I love it when you say, I want a snicky.
You want a little snick? And he'll say it like that, too. I want a little snick for the show tonight?
Oh.
No, I don't want a snick.
No, I would like food. Thank you.
Oh, I bet you had a lot of snickies. You know you did. And some dippies.
Huh? I can't get behind dippies, though. Mm? I join you in many things, but a dippies feels so dumb.
All right.
And juvenile and ridiculous to be a grown adult that says dippies.
I made a great dippy last night.
Oh, listen to her.
I just love that. That's the best part about Des. You can say anything you want to her. It doesn't affect her. That sounds like the stupidest, dumbest, most moronic, idiotic thing I've ever heard from an adult. What a moron. I just made a good dippy last night.
Yeah, I don't care.
Dippies. When did you, have you said that since you were a little girl?
Yes.
Yes. So you've always said dippies.
Dippies. And then it got worse. When you have kids, you bring back some of those things that you maybe haven't said on a regular basis. And that, yeah. I mean,
oh
my God. My kids, all of us. I mean, Taylor even will say, did you make a dippy? And I know he's like, oh God.
Yeah, I know. Like, what is it about dippy? It feels so dumb to say dippy.
Because you're a dippy.
Oh, well, there it is. You just got dippied.
I did just get dippied. Okay, so even dogs have a limit when it comes to farts. They're like, okay, excuse you. Have you ever let one rip and then all of a sudden your dogs come running to be like, is that you?
I've not had it that bad. I promise you that.
Yeah, right.
Okay. No, I mean, I'm being honest.
Okay.
I've had some good ones.
You're going to tell
some
me.
Tell me rumblers.
Babe hasn't been like, okay, sick.
No.
And left the room.
Gross.
No, you have to remember most dogs are not as refined as a toy poodle. Some other dogs like that smell. And some other dogs will be like,
You're telling me your dogs lean into your rotten mess?
I've had a few.
Oh,
I've had a few
God.
Where they were like, they were like, oh my God, kibbles and bits.
Oh God.
Okay, so this guy lifts his leg and all of a sudden at the end, his dog had to get up to be like, what did you do? Got the dog's attention. Listen to this. Now, be honest, Des, how satisfying would that feel if that was you and you had a 7-second fart? You know that guy has been holding it in for hours.
No, I think he's just gassy.
Oh,
no, that was pushing pressure. Was what that was.
Wouldn't that like lift you off the seat? You'd be like hovering for 7 seconds. The one, I mean, what the hell?
Propel you in the air?
Imagine the dippy that guy had.
Oh, Come on. That would be so satisfying. I know it's gross, but that would feel amazing.
It would be. I just love the drum solo in the middle. At what point in that 7 seconds did he go, this might have been a risk. This might not have been worth the reward.
I
went too far. I can't come back.
It won't end well. Oh. I mean, you just know there's going to be some evidence left.
I mean, that 7 seconds has got to be grounds for divorce, right? Whoever he's with is literally has the right to get up and go, we're done.
I think the dog got up and went, I am moving out, you sicko.
Dog packed its doggy bag. It was like, you're gross.
Or like, don't blame that on me.
I lick my own ass, but that's disgusting, okay?
Too far. Oh,
holy.
Too far.
Yeah. That happened. Has Taylor ever ripped one of those off?
No, he has not.
Never. So is he still being so discreet about that?
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember one time that he's ever just like let a big one rip.
Wow.
Yeah, but he doesn't eat anything but salad. He's probably just having a couple in the corner going.
Don't you think, though, that those would be like the real icky ones?
No, that's only if you diet eat salad. Like if you eat it regularly for your whole life, he's probably just like.
Just a couple.
He's like, oh gosh, what's that over there?
I mean, he does sneak off to the bathroom sometimes. Maybe he just goes in, let, like my friend says, put it where it should go.
Put it where it should go.
She tells her kids that so that they have to toot instead of just standing there. Because, you know, when you're a little kid, you think it's funny. You're supposed to go into the bathroom, put it where it should go, and then come out.
That's amazing. I know of a woman who would call it fluffs, and her grown children, I have to fluff. Excuse me. I'm like, fluff?
Fluff.
Fluff.
Could you imagine if that dude has said, excuse me, I have to fluff quick.
I have to find a little small fluff. Hold on. Fluffing. You know his underwear have particles in it.
Oh, that's exactly when whitey tighties become streaks.
Yes. Oh, that's so bad. I'm sorry, Des. We should not. There's a lady on this podcast.
Yeah,
where?
There is.
Yeah.
Where?
That respect guy. Her.
Yeah.
Where is she?
She's right here.
I don't see her.
She's the cute one right here.
Look at her.
Right here.
No, I'm looking. Looking at all
right
three
here.
Windows. Not one respectful
right
lady
here.
On the show.
Jeez.
That guy better wear black underwear, though.
Oh, you'd have to.
Yeah, there is no... If that is just... He does that all the time.
Yeah, probably. All right.
Boy. Well, speaking of underwear, could you imagine what Ryan's look like after that dish?
I hope you're not wearing white. Oh, nice print.
I have never in my life wore white underwear.
Good.
Ever.
Good.
No. No.
May I suggest a nice Paw Patrol print? Because my son, it can be hidden in there. It's good.
Oh, no. God dang it, Des.
You can't just share that information.
Oh, my God.
No did wonder. This really happen?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why you'd say that. How did we just listen to a dude rip off 21 seconds of tooting and you made it worse?
Yes.
He's a little boy. He's just learning.
No, he's just learning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes there's a streak.
Is this embarrassing that this is probably not about him and more about Taylor?
Yeah.
You found him in the corner in his Paw Patrol underwear. And he's like, I did it again.
Oh, no. Oh, I just, I'm looking outside at all this snow and I feel so bad for people who are still stuck in their cars. Oh, my gosh. At least it's going to be nice on Thursday when people join us at Mall of America for the podcast in the Candy Cane Institute.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting to get there. And again, I haven't even seen outside the window because I'm in quarantine studio down here.
Yep.
So I still haven't seen any of the snow. So,
by the way, what do we have coming up on Thursday?
What do you plan?
No, I sent it to Des. Des, you have it?
My email must not be working.
No, what? No, you're the master of the podcast. What's happening on Thursday for the people who are coming to the Mall of America live?
Well, I didn't want to share it. You're going to make me break the news.
Go ahead.
I am going to try to break that man's fart sound. Right there at Candy Cane Institute.
Well, that's worth the drive out.
It
definitely.
Is.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's other than that, maybe some other stuff.
So you have nothing?
No, I'm just not yet.
What?
We needed to talk after this.
We need some ideas.
So you haven't come up with anything?
No. To be fair, I'm actually pretty proud of the fact that I got here today.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Well, just I'd like to let you know that the River Falls School District is calling me right now to let me know that I have to pick my kids up early.
Oh, no.
Well, can we extend the podcast then?
No, it's for a while.
Okay. No, but, well, we better go then. You literally have to go. Bye.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to your favorite locally made podcast, like, oh, excuse me.
Dez.
Oh my God. You can win some stuff. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, excuse me.
Caca. Caca.
Oh my God. Doodle deedle doodle deedle doodle.
Jesse, this is not your turn. You get out. I know that was you too. No, Jesse, no. No, the floor.
Listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.